Imagine discovering that everything you've been taught about success is fundamentally backward. What if struggling harder actually takes you further from what you want? This revolutionary perspective forms the heart of the Magician's Way. Unlike conventional self-help books offering techniques and affirmations, this narrative reveals a radical approach to creating reality through natural magic. The story follows Mark Vale, whose seemingly perfect life, country mansion with orchards and gardens, had become a prison of endless work, financial strain, and a deteriorating marriage. Through a seemingly ordinary golf lesson with the mysterious Steve Addington, Mark begins a journey that transforms not just his golf swing, but his entire approach to life. What if the secret to everything you want isn't working harder, but fundamentally shifting how you engage with life itself? Golf isn't about the swing, it's about the target. This insight from Steve revolutionized Mark's approach to golf and life. Steve demonstrated by having Mark throw golf balls at a tree, something he did accurately without thinking about technique. "Everything you've been taught about golf is a myth driven by fear," Steve explained. "Success comes from connecting with the target outside your swing circle, not controlling everything within it." Later, Mark met Trevor Campbell, a legendary futures trader who explained that success wasn't about ability but focus, the trick of the mind. According to Trevor, 98% use their minds to create misery, while only 2% create fun and profit. Trevor challenged everyone to push a drinking straw through a raw potato. After everyone failed, Trevor effortlessly succeeded. When Mark tried again, he focused on the end result rather than the impossibility. To everyone's amazement, his straw slid cleanly through. Trevor revealed two secrets. Your thoughts and feelings aren't real. They merely express assumptions, not reality. Emotions are just spokespersons of your belief system. And second, your focus creates your reality. Most people focus on process rather than results, getting stuck in their swing circle. By focusing on what you want rather than how to get it, you engage your natural creative ability. Everyone has a heart. This third secret of magic speaks to our core essence and capacity for creation. We all have dreams, but often invest more energy protecting our hearts than following them. When Mark asked what he actually wanted, Trevor noted this was the question of someone who doesn't believe he can have what he wants, revealing how deeply self-limiting beliefs run. Trevor explained that humans exist in tension between fear and desire, afraid of both lacking capability and accessing our full power. Your powerlessness is just a reaction to your power. Your swing circle is just where you pass time when not allowing yourself to be powerful. There is never anything to do, but always action to take. This fourth secret distinguishes between doing and taking action. When Mark asked a waitress to sit on Trevor's lap for a photo, but framed it as a joke, he didn't expect her to take seriously. She declined because he communicated the request wasn't important. Most people communicate what they believe they need to do to have what they want, rather than what they actually want. Doing means fulfilling conditions we believe necessary before getting what we want, while taking action means asking directly, like putting a golf ball in the hole. Despite mastering magic principles in business, Mark couldn't save his failing marriage. His friend Kay offered crucial insight. Problems can't be solved. She illustrated this with flooding rivers. Coping with floods doesn't prevent them. Only changing the structure with a levee eliminates the problem entirely. Magicians don't solve problems, they make them go away, she explained. You don't want to be rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, you want to be on another ship. Kay revealed the fifth secret of magic. Structure has integrity. A structure's nature determines consistent outcomes. A square block remains still while a ball rolls. Living by magic means establishing proper structures, not just visualizing outcomes. She diagnosed Mark's life structure as a city under siege, explaining how this mentality breeds scarcity and conflict. Her insight, Mark's wife had come into her power after having children and was no longer dependent. You're terrified of that power. You don't believe you can survive it. That's why you disempower her. When Mark questioned his blindness to his actions, Kay explained that fear drives us unconsciously, like instinctively moving away from cliff edges. Our deeper motivations form the structure of our consciousness, determining inevitable results. When Mark complained that awareness didn't solve his money problems, Kay laughed. You and your bloody money! She helped him see his core assumption that he was inadequate and separate from others, someone who needed to manipulate people to prevent abandonment. That's what's driving you, she exclaimed. That's your core value, the underlying structure. This unconscious picture was what his mind constantly created, regardless of conscious efforts. Awareness gives you a choice to create a new structure based on values that put you on a path to what you actually love. Kay used a powerful metaphor. We're on the road to the most beautiful palace imaginable, but we keep stopping to build hovels, confusing them with our destination. Mark had turned his family and occupation into his hovel, insisting they were his only energy source. This revealed the sixth secret of magic. You get your energy from a higher source. Magicians aren't attached to specific outcomes. Their purpose is to be present and receive life's blessing in every moment. We all came here to live the unique life the universe had in mind for us. We owe our first allegiance to life. The seventh secret of magic is that it takes will. Will transforms lower vibrations to higher ones, the ability to shift attention from lower to higher. It's about maintaining your dreams as reality despite challenges. The more meaningful a creation is to your heart, the more commitment it takes, Kay explained. When Mark asked about becoming a guide, she advised, "Allow your purpose to unfold. Decide what you want. Expect it to come, then take the obvious action as it presents itself." Mark finally understood his golf lesson. Steve hadn't just taught him to focus on the target, but on the right target. He'd been focusing on what he thought he needed before having his heart, when he should have focused on his heart itself. Many gain insights, but lack the will for necessary action. There's always a void to step into, Kay explained. Your only certainty lies in not going through with it. The magician's way is through the void, following your heart despite fear. The mind orients itself by what it knows from the past, while the heart knows from the present moment. When you follow your heart through uncertainty, you discover that magic isn't supernatural. It's aligning with creative forces available when we connect with what we truly love.